Hello and welcome to Real Chat with Kat, the podcast dedicated to igniting your entrepreneurial spirit and empowering you to conquer new horizons. In this podcast, we chat with inspiring entrepreneurs on their journey to success through some amazingly insightful and expansive conversations. These episodes thrive on thought-provoking chats where our guests fearlessly explore their path to success, sharing their experiences, failures, and triumphs. No topic is off limits as we deep dive into the talked about and not so talked about pieces it takes to build a business, overcome limiting beliefs, deal with personal struggles, and everything in between that shapes our lives and our businesses. I'm your host, Kat Polsonelli, creator and founder at The Lotus Effect, where we believe that success is not just about strategies and tactics, it's about cultivating a powerful mindset and creating customized business operations that align with you and your true purpose. Whether it's mastering time management, improving productivity, enhancing leadership skills, or simply fostering a growth-oriented mindset, we'll provide you with the tools and strategies to flourish in both your business and personal life. I'm so excited to have you join us today in this episode, so get ready to feel empowered and inspired as we learn together and from one another on how to rise above challenges, break through limitations, and unlock our full potential. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us today on the podcast. I'm so excited to have this guest with me today, Miss Katie Baird Rochelle. Thank you so much for joining me, Katie. And please tell everybody who you are, what it is that you do, and what got you into the realm that you're in today.
Oh, perfect. Thank you, Kat. Oh my gosh. I am also very excited to be here. So I am a wellness guide for women, and my company is called Grow More Love. And this is a new venture for me. I've been an entrepreneur for a really long time. And my kind of flagship that I'm offering right now is Unwind with Katie. So I'm really focusing on women who really want to de-stress. I feel like so many of us just have so much going on in our lives. I mean, the world, we know the state of the world, it's crazy. And There's so many things that we very easily, as empathetic, caring, compassionate humans, that we kind of take on and carry around with us. And so Unwind is really about relaxing as much as possible, kind of putting some things down, learning to really relax our bodies, calm the mind, use our mind. So I'm very much into mindset tools and growth mindset, and then being able to really help guide women back to their inner wisdom, because I believe as much as we want to look outside of ourselves for the answers, at least for me and my journey, I feel like I've come to an age where I'm realizing that they really do lie within us. And so I see it as my job to really guide women kind of through the messiness of life, you know, with very simple practices, in order to kind of hear that voice again and tune into themselves. And then from that place, be able to live, you know, whatever life, you know, they want to live, really.
I love that. I love that. And you know what? It's so funny too, because a lot of people that I've been chatting with lately, this seems to be a conversation we kind of keep coming back to, which is this state of presence, which in our society is just not a norm, right? We are constantly bombarded by this or by that, or especially women, if you have kids and the whole family and then your business. And so there's all these aspects and there's all these distractions. And then when you want downtime, instead of dropping back into like, what is going on with me, right? We tend to distract ourselves, whether it's TV, it's video games, it's social media, whatever the case may be. And again, we're not sitting in that space of being present and listening to what is going on. And then a lot of us, and I know for me, this used to happen quite often. And I used to joke about it, but I would say like, my body allows me to keep running until it's tired. And then it just shuts me down because I won't shut off.
Yes. Oh my gosh. You're not the first person that I've heard say that. I feel like I feel like that's almost a direct quote from one of my sisters. That's I think that one of the things that I really kind of like to verbalize is we're socialized to do that. Like that's why it's so normal. I think a lot of times we tend to say something like that and then beat ourselves up for that. Right. And go like, oh, you know, I know I shouldn't do that, but here I am being, you know, a bad person again. And I think especially as women being able to, like you said, kind of like come back to the moment. And it's funny, I put on this necklace. It says pause. I had it made by a friend of mine. And pause is something I will talk about a lot. And I call it practicing the pause. Because I literally think of like a pause button, because I think it is in that moment of stillness that even if it's a millisecond, it gives us a chance to kind of hit, you know, pump the brakes, come back to our body, come back to our breath, come back, you know, whatever we need to kind of ground into the moment and then say, okay, like, where am I? What's happening? and then be able to like, actually, like you said, be present and then address the situation or whatever is going on, you know, from a different place of awareness. So I think that's really important.
I love that, practicing the pause. That is fantastic. That may be the name of this episode. So anyway, and it makes so much sense. And I think a lot of people tend to get confused when people talk about taking a moment or being present with yourself. I feel like a lot of people automatically go to like, oh my God, I don't have that kind of time, right? Yes. I don't have time to meditate. I don't have time to, and people fail to understand that it doesn't even take 5 minutes. You can take 2 minutes to just turn everything off and sit quietly for a second and then just ask yourself, like, how am I feeling? What am I thinking? You know, where is it at in my body? And then moving on. I listened to a lady that she's a psychologist. She's on Instagram. Oh my gosh, I wish I could remember her name, but it's going to like in the middle of the conversation, it's going to be random, but she talked about finding this way to almost reconnect the neurons in her brain to stop being so habitual in this unconscious state. And so what she would do is she said she would set random timers on her phone every day. And that timer, when it went off, she just paused when it went off and asked herself her five senses. What do I smell? What do I taste? What do I hear? What do I see? And what do I feel? And so she just went through this as a way to kind of like bring herself back to that moment. But she said in doing so, it allowed her that space to actually be more present and aware of what was going on around. So basically she was disconnecting the neurons to reconnect them the way she wanted them to, because we do get in such a state of what I call habitual motion. I always use this analogy, like how many people have driven somewhere and then they get home and they're like, I don't remember how I got home.
Yes. Right. Definitely.
And it's like, it's because it's a habit. Like your brain knows how to get you there, but we tend to run on that autopilot more than we appreciate the presence and the moments. And then we wonder why we're so, you know, entangled and confused and got so many things going on. And it's because we're constantly looking into the future. We're constantly looking at what needs to be done down the road or all the things you have to do today. And so I love that. I love practicing the pause.
Running in the past, I find too, like how many conversations are we replaying in our head? Yeah. I should have said that. I should have done that. Damn, why didn't I, you know, fill in the blank. And so that's what I actually talk about in Unwind is, you know, we're kind of either chasing the past or we're projecting into the future. And the pause is really, and I grew up on, I don't know if you did, and how many people listening did, but I grew up on the old VHS where you actually like had to hit pause, rewind, you know, fast forward. And so I feel like a lot of the time we are actually living, and we call it living, but we're running on autopilot, like you said, in either rewind or fast forward. And the pause button is what I see as the kind of almost like the gateway to, okay, we hit pause and then we can hit play. And then we're back in that present moment. We're back in our life. And like, I love what you said, Kat, about it doesn't take a lot of time. It really doesn't. And I think that's one of the beauties and the blessings of unwind in the sense that it's very simple. Like it's almost, sometimes I look at it, I'm like, this is too simple. But if you think about the great, you know, the great wise teachers, you know, that we look up to, so mm-hmm. much of their wisdom is this just very distilled nugget that you could just walk right by it. And that's part of its power is the simplicity, but practicing the pause, even if it's, I mean, just what I did right before this episode, it was maybe 30 seconds of, you know, I took a deep breath in. I was sharing this before we started recording with my wife, where she came in because I was getting all nervous and am I set up? And oh my gosh. And she said, okay. And we breathed in, we breathed out. And then we did, you know, kind of like this wiggle and like got all the, you know, energy out.
Shake it out.
It was maybe 30 seconds. And then I took a couple more deep breaths and boom, I was reset. And so if anyone who's listening right now, if that's the only thing that you hear from this episode, like try it, like try that in your life. Like when you have that moment of frustration or you're just exhausted or, you know, your mind is running, trying to go to sleep or you wake up thinking, oh my God, like you said, like here are all the things that I have to do today on my list. Mm-hmm. Just take, you know, even 5 seconds, like start there, you know, count to five, breathe in. And I like to do count to eight, breathe out, because here's a little going back to the neural pathways. When you do a longer exhale, you actually are triggering your parasympathetic nervous system. And so you're indicating to your body that you're safe and that it will automatically start doing the work for you to relax and to unwind. So that's something that I offer in my guide is breathe in 5, breathe out 8, and just throughout your day, you know, that's something that I think anybody can do. And the difference is tremendous. I mean, it really is. And as you do it over time, I'm very, very big on practice, which is why I say practice the pause, because the more we do things, we're creatures of habit, and research shows it. All the famous people, all the books say, like, we are creatures of habit. And so if you can build in even that little bit of like, I'm going to practice the pause today, how, you know, how much, like the woman you mentioned, how many times today can I pause, take a breath, you know, set an alarm on my phone if that helps, and then move on from there. So.
Yeah, no, I love that. And you know, what's interesting is a lot of the people that I have talked with on this podcast and people that I've been on summits with and things like that, a lot of them tend to go back to these simplified methods of doing things. And it's something that I teach with my clients as well, is simplifying the overwhelm, because we can complicate things so quickly. I do it. I still do it. And I teach on it. It doesn't mean I have it perfect. I'm just saying, but it's so true. Like we feel, I think because a lot of us, even growing up, we were always taught to like figure things out and you've got to do this and we'll think about this, right? Like we were taught to be these logical, strategic creatures. Yes. And then when we get to be adults, we're like, oh my God, well then if it's not complicated, it can't be done. Right. And it's funny because I give my husband crap all the time because he's in IT. And so he does a lot of complicated things. Like that's his norm. So when we're doing something, or if let's say he's doing something on his phone, he can't figure it out, I'm like, it's simply like 1, 2, 3. He's like, really? And I'm like, it's okay, babe. It's just because complicated is your norm. Right. Like it's, which he thinks is hilarious, but it's so true. Like we are so wired to make like this whole big thing about something so simple. Yeah. And now as adults, we are trying to teach ourselves to stop doing that. And it is a lot harder than a lot of people state it is. You know, there's all kinds of gurus and teachers all over the place. Like if you would just do this, and it's like, yes, but there has to be a method behind it for a lot of people. Right. And so like you said, taking that pause, it sounds so silly, but it's so simple to help integrate a way to shift the perspective and how your mind thinks and then how your mind reacts to things as well. And I do it all the time. Even when I get frustrated with my kids, I will take a few minutes. I will walk outside just to have like different air and a different atmosphere, yes, and then kind of like amazing. Shake my arms out, right? And be like, okay, I'm good. but it is interesting to know the difference that it makes when you are mobile, when you do stuff, when you move the body, when you get things going. You know, and Tony Robbins talks about this. I mean, if anyone's ever been in like his Unleash the Power Within or any of his online events, like that's something he does, even when he takes people through these intense exercises to really make you go deep down. The next thing that he does is make you stand up, shake it out, dance around, you know, like you have to move to get that feeling stirring and like let it go so you can move on to the next thing.
I love all of it. I feel like I have like so many things that I want to say. Reel it in, honey, reel it in. But I think that's such a great point. And you know, part of it, the way that I think of it is, you know, moving the energy through and out, you know, of our bodies, because, and then if you think of it on, this is something I've been studying the last couple of years, you know, more in like the physics, you know, and then you get into metaphysics, right?
Yes.
We're energy, right? Like that is what we are. We are in constant motion, just like the infinite universe. And so that's something that I think, even though it feels like you said, kind of some things just feel so big and like, oh, well, I can't really do anything with that. You know, sure. Yeah. The energy and like the universe is in constant motion, whatever. Like, what does that have to do with me? And that relates it right back to what you said. When you get upset with your kids, you go outside, which is think of, you know, we're outside, like it's expansive, it's bigger than the room you were just in, right? So you're immediately on a subconscious level, you're connecting to something greater than you. You're moving your body, you're transitioning that energy out of your physical space, which then I believe almost like literally clears space, like you were talking about with neural pathways. It clears out the clutter. So then, okay, now I'm breathing differently. Now my head has more oxygen. My brain can function better. I'm more in my body. I'm more connected to my heart and my emotions. And I can kind of see more clearly and say, okay, well, how do I want to handle this with my kids?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to blow up at them, or I don't want to yell at them, or I don't want to react in a way that is not going to be the best for all of us. So I think those, like you said, kind of breaking it down, these big ideas, and breaking them down into kind of manageable, understandable, and then actionable pieces is I think one of one of the gifts that anyone who calls himself a teacher, you know, anyone who's privileged with life experiences to be able to share, you know, which is who I consider myself to be. I don't think I'm different than a lot of people, other than I have developed over my lifetime a very acute observation mode, which, you know, if you think about Buddhism or Eckhart Tolle, you know, these teachers who talk about, you know, are you observing your mind? Are you observing the world around you and your body and the situations? And so I think that's really the only difference, you know, between me and anybody else, is like, I've just practiced that since I was a child. And so I really have developed that. And that's kind of circling back to the initial question of, you know, how did I get into what I'm doing? Unwind is, this is what I use on a daily basis. Like, it is the distillation of about 15-ish years of personal development, of really working on myself, wanting to be the best person that I can be, and kind of gathering, you know, from different teachers, you know, Tony Robbins, Eckhart Tolle, I mean, just, I can't even name all of them. And kind of finding like what works for me though, like what do I think about this? What do I feel, you know, kind of intuitively or physically, which I do believe are very linked. What do I feel about this? And so I think that's what's really cool about being able to finally, I call this, you know, hopefully this is my last business. I feel like this is, you know, that this is like the lifetime work that I have kind of finally, I'm in the time and the space to be able to really explore and create a business really serving people who are looking for the information that it took me years and years and years to gather. But being able to really offer it in a way where it's not, here are Katie's answers for you. It's, here is how, you know, here are some things to try.
How to quieting,
like you're, you know, we're talking about quieting the nervous system, rewiring your brain, learning how to use your brain, turning off automatic, and like living from who you truly are, which only you can do that. Like there's only you on this planet who is in the you-sized package that you came in. And so my job as I see it is to help you see that and to help you practice and develop kind of those, almost like, you know, in the gym, like, or, you know, or rock climbing or running or whatever, we have to develop certain muscles. And part of that comes from the repetition. It comes from the practice. It comes from training and having someone who can say, oh, we'll try it this way, so you're not straining your, you know, your back, can be really helpful. Cause like, it can help, you know, avoid injury. It can help you kind of sink into your body. I'm a big yoga, you know, stretch person. And one of the stories that I love telling is like, especially for anybody who knows me now, cause I'll just randomly, like, we'll be out and I'll just be like stretching and like, you know, and I don't care. Like I'm in public and people are like, what are you doing? I'm just like, well, my leg is so tight, so I need to stretch it. Like no big deal.
Makes sense to me.
Except what is it? This isn't normal. But when I started, oh my gosh, when I started, I was, you know, I was overweight. I was in my early 20s and I hated it because I was so talking about, you know, kind of how we grow up with these different, you know, mindsets that we're not even conscious of. I was so used to comparing myself. You know, I was out of high school. My big brother was a big, you know, football wrestling star. You know, I was Butch's little sister. I was the manager, you know, sports trainer for the teams. And like, and I took weight training instead of PE. So I was in this very skill in, you know, push more, you know, you can do more. Like, don't give up, you know, pain. What is it? I can't even remember now. Like pain is gain, you know, no pain, no gain. So in that mindset, and I hit the yoga class and I was looking around at all these people doing all of these weird things with their bodies. And I'm like, what is this? And my body does not do that. And I'm so grateful because it was one, and this is the power of one person, one teacher said specifically, and she said it enough times that it stuck. She said, don't look. I don't want you to look at anyone else in the room. Keep your eyes on your mat. She said, this is your practice. If you can't do that. And it was a new teacher. I'd gone to maybe one or two classes. This young woman came in and she offered modifications. You know, you can do it this way. You can do it this way. You can do it this way. And I kept going to her class. And so it allowed me to really, I think that was a huge turning point for me. And in the sense that it gave me language for the first time to not compare myself and to be present to my body, you know, well, how does this stretch work for me? And then from that place, you know, being able to apply it to different areas of my life and it just kind of grew and more, you know, kind of snowballed from there over, you know, years. But I think that that's really, really important. And we don't talk about that enough. Like, what does your practice look like?
Yeah.
And stop comparing because you weren't here to be like anybody else. You know, we can learn from each other, but I think the, you know, the cookie cutter, and that's going back to the kind of the gurus that you mentioned, where it's like, here's my answer for you.
Yeah.
Like, that honestly, like it drives me crazy because I think it's a disservice to us because I don't think I'm different than a lot of people where we grow up because of the society and just the global community we live in, where some authority figure is telling you, well, this is how it's done. This is what you need to do, you know, from this very authoritative, there's a right and there's a wrong.
Yeah.
Do this, don't do that. And so I think that we are imprinting that our whole life. And so to be able to really, again, practice that pause, practice, well, what do I actually want this to look like for myself? You know, giving ourselves that permission and that space to be able to see, well, what could it, what, and that's when possibilities start to open up, right? Like, what could this look like for me? What might I want this to be like and feel like, you know, all of that.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, learning to use your imagination again. And this is something that I was reading a while back where, you know, people were talking about when we're young, we use our imagination, and parents at first are kind of like, okay, you know, but you're kind of taught to do it. But like, as you grow older, like in society, right, you're like, stop doing that. Stop dreaming this. You need to focus on this, right? We're taught to be over realistic, you know, in that, I think, does kind of keep us in a box, you know, and that was a really hard one for me because, you know, growing up, it was, you went to school, you went to college, use your college degree, you got the job, right? Like that's how it worked. And while I, and while I used my degree for many years, in medical administration, like it's not where I want to be. Right. So like, I'm trying to instill that in my kids now that like my oldest one just graduated, my other one graduates in 3 years. When we've had the conversations around like, what do you want to do? You know? And he's like, well, I don't want to go to college. And I'm like, okay, what do you want to do? Right. Yeah. Like, don't do what mom did, where I went into college, had no clue what I was doing, thought that's what I wanted. Now I'm in debt and I'm having to backtrack. Right. Yes. Like, go out, figure things out. Like, what do you enjoy doing? My oldest one loves to work with his hands, anything he can build, take apart. Like, that's his thing. Right. And so I was like, well, then find a mechanic job, like learn, try it out. Like, him and I have always worked on cars together and done all the things. It's always been a thing. Like, I've always been into that kind of stuff anyway, but yeah, so like both of my kids, like I want them to have the chance to really kind of figure out the direction that they want to go, because traditional college doesn't work for everyone, right? Maybe a trade school works for you. Maybe just a certificate for this works for you. But you have to find your pathway, and you're right. We get sucked into this box that society has put out for us. And then we wonder why so many people are unhappy in what they do. And so many people are committing suicide or have depression, like everything is skyrocketing because we have built this structure of, like you said, you're not practicing a pause at all. You're just floating through life, getting the crap done and paying the bills, raising the kids. And then when you retire, which I've seen this happen a lot, people have no clue what their purpose is. No clue what their purpose is. I've seen people have heart attacks from retirement because they don't know what to do. And I'm like, that is so sad that your life has so revolved around your job and nothing else, that you don't know how to enjoy the freedom that you have so that you can continue loving life or be able to enjoy it even more. Mm-hmm. So I think this is like, I love this practicing the pause because it's so it's so needed in our society, and learning to unwind, like you were saying, so that we honestly, we can actually take control back in our lives. We think we have control while we're moving in the fast lane and doing all the things, but in reality, you really don't. You really don't. And taking the pause, while it is scary, while it's really hard to like listen to your own thoughts and be bored for a minute to see what comes through, like that makes a lot of people uncomfortable. I used to fill the room with words. Like if it got quiet, I was like, okay, so and I would just start talking about things. It made you so uncomfortable. But I learned to be by myself and be in that space that like now I love it.
And that's like the balance, right? Like I think too, you know, of going back to what you were saying about, you know, kind of the society that we've, you know, we've built up and where we are, like I'm such a, just like connection queen. And just the disconnect is so palpable. And this is where I keep going back to, you know, we can't sit here and, you know, then slip into like blame or like, oh, well, you should know better, or, you know, any of that, which is where, again, like from our kind of limited mind, ego perspective, like that can be really easy to do. Like, gosh, yeah. you know, why don't you just sit down already and be quiet and like chill? Yeah. And, you know, I think we really, it is a much larger conversation, you know, mm-hmm. about, and this is where I think the time that we are living through is incredible. And those of us who are here at this time, because I think a lot of people, you know, really starting in 2020 are waking up to what have we created as a society? What are we buying into? What are we automatically kind of saying yes to and not even realizing? And so I think, you know, we've seen a mass exodus from the workplace. We've seen a huge influx in the entrepreneurial landscape and in, you know, new services and things, you know, where people are, like you're saying about imagination, like creatively saying, like, I'm not doing that. I'm going to go do this. And so I think we're in a really, like, as like you said, as scary as it kind of feels to be in that unknown, I feel like we're in a really powerful transitional phase societally where more people are saying, I don't think this is what we really want. And moms like you, parents like you and your husband are saying to their young ones, you don't have to live like this. And I think that that's happening more and more. And so kind of as we're, you know, as old, kind of the older generations are phasing out and we're phasing in with the new, it really is, for me at least, it's very encouraging to see. And I know that, you know, it's probably not going to be smooth and, you know, it takes a lot to change, you know, big systems, which is why we are where we are. But I really do believe that those of us who kind of have our eyes open and are having these types of conversations, that they're not just conversations and that they are really adding up to, you know, energetic movement that is translating into new action that will kind of usher in some new systems that I think are very exciting, you know, and that's, I'm kind of trying to keep it like as succinct as possible. That's a whole I feel like I could write like 5 books on, you know, all of these topics, but I'm really encouraged. I have to say, I really am. And I think it's what you said. I think the time is now for unwind, and how it was really kind of created was I sat down to write a book, and I started 4 and got frustrated that just all of this was sitting on my computer. And I just kind of had a moment where, you know, I kind of sat down, and whether you call it God or spirit or, you know, the universe, I just kind of had a moment. I was like, what do you want me to say? What is for now? That I remember that was the question I asked. What is for now?
I love that.
And unwind came, and it came quick and it came fast. And I'm building, so kind of talk a little bit more about what I do. So I'm building a free online community with certain free kind of resources like this, having conversations like this. How can we practice the pause? And, you know, a few other things that are very simple, very actionable. Let's gather, you know, in community. And then for anyone who wants to really kind of do a deep dive, Unwind in its full version is an 8-day immersive, almost like retreat experience. It is online. Okay. It's a small group. And we have a theme every day. It has daily practices. And it really is about, you know, okay, let's practice. Let's practice unwind. Let's journey within. Let's really get to, you know, kind of to those deeper layers and, you know, have it all kind of laid out. It's funny, I take credit, but I also am like, I can't really take credit because like, this is just like, you know, the universe coming through me. but that's, I'm planning what my intention is to have, one retreat a month. And so I'll be putting one on the calendar soon. And as I said earlier in the episode, I am kind of at the formation and kind of developmental stages, but I run one pilot group, which was tremendous, with 5 women, and talking about the pause and even just breathing. Like I just have a simple breathing exercise. And one of the women who was in there, it was palpable the difference that she felt just taking, as you nailed it, 2 minutes to breathe.
Yeah.
tell herself that she was okay, breathing with the thought that I'm okay. And she has a toddler, and her toddler started mimicking her, saying, "Okay, mama, big breath, mama."
Oh,
like it just, it gets me every time, because going back to like, what are we teaching our children?
Yeah.
And how powerful is that? You know? So I'm very excited. I feel like I'm, you know, kind of finally, if you will, kind of finally at a place where I'm living the purpose that I came here for, because I've known since I was a teenager, I was here for something big. And I feel like my life winding road has finally kind of, it's curved, and here I am. And it's like, all right, I have the clarity, and I have the how, and I have the, all of that.
Yeah.
And I meet amazing people like you that are helping me to facilitate these conversations, which I'm so grateful for, because the more we can be talking about this instead of what's on the news or that new Netflix show, like the more we can really start to see, you know, the transformation and the effects that I think we all really want at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. And it's interesting because you hear a lot of people talk about it, but there is that disconnect for those that chat about it and maybe like test it out, and those that like know that it's for them or it's time to make a change. And I think that's where a lot of people tend to find themselves, is kind of in that transition piece of, okay, like this is not working. It's not been working. So what can I do differently? Right. And that's kind of what pulls people, I feel like, into that space. Even for me, it's the same thing. I was the abuse and coming out of that and realizing like things were not working. Things were not going the right direction. My kids were mimicking what I was doing, not what I was teaching them, right? Because what they see is what they do, no matter how much you talk. And so that was a big thing for me, right? And it's interesting too, because I've seen that with friendships and people that I've worked with as well, like the way that I communicate and the way that I hold space and the way that we conversate, you find that people start to kind of mimic it, or it takes their stress down a little bit, right, into it, so that they aren't so reactive, because you're creating that space for them. And then people are like, well, now I got to know more. Right. And I think that that's what we need more of, because it would allow people to have more of these conversations, to feel like they can be more open, to let go of some of the shame and the guilt and hiding behind the things, because no one believes anybody knows what they're going through, or the fear that they'll think that, you know, they're crazy or they're a horrible person. Like people are people. Nobody is perfect. Everybody's been through some shit. Like we need to start sharing that. That's why sharing my story is so important, to put that out there to everyone, because it needs to be shared and people need to understand that it's okay to be authentic. Right. I love all that. I think Unwind is going to be absolutely beautiful. Like, it sounds amazing. I'm already like, who can I talk to that needs this? Oh my gosh, Katie, I think I could talk to you forever.
I know.
There's so many conversations and ways that I want to go. Like, we may have to reconvene, like after you do this and get all these things set up and like do a part two to have more of a conversation on, you know, what you've learned from individuals and what kind of seems to be a consensus and how people are, you know, changing from, I would love to share that side of the stories and stuff. But before we go, do you have a quote or something you'd like to share with the audience before we end?
So that's really cool. I actually, the first thing that jumped into my mind, it is a quote from the first book that I started, that's still lovingly sitting in my Google folder. and it is, "Don't despair yet, dear one. Hope comes in surprising disguises."
Oh, I love that. That is so true.
So wherever you are, and I love, Kat, that you mentioned, you know, sharing, you know, our stories. And that's something, you know, we didn't touch on, but you and I have had a private conversation about that. And, you know, I went through a lot to get to where I am. And I think that that is really important to talk about. You know, that it's not, oh, my life has been sunshine and butterflies, and that's why I'm, you know, connected and in tune, and oh, like, I'm just this little whatever, I can't even finish. But like, you know, like life throws stuff at us and we do take on a lot, you know, as little kids, because like you said, we learn from those around us. And I think giving ourselves grace, giving, you know, our parents grace, giving those who came before them grace, and knowing that a lot of times it is very unintentional, you know, the wounding or the traumas and the things that happen. But I think hope is one of the most powerful. It's like the light in the darkness. And if anyone listening to this right now feels like they're in the dark, I promise you, if you look, you will find light. You will find light. You will always find it. That's one of the things I started learning at 19. You know, I, the way that I framed it was find the beauty, because if I look, I will find it. So find the beauty. So that's what I'd love to finish with. Thank you for this conversation. I look forward to part two already.
Yes.
You're such a joy and a gem. And I really look forward to it.
Thank you so much. Yes, well, Katie, share with us then, where can everybody find you, connect with you, be in your space?
Oh, thank you. So my website is www.growmorelove.co, not .com, .co. And that's the best place to find me right now. I am on Instagram. That's where I am most active. I'm not terribly fond of social media, but my handle is my name. So Katie Baird Rochelle. So you can find me there. You can also find me on Facebook on the same name.
Awesome. And we'll have all that linked in the show notes as well. So you guys can click on it and go follow her and find her and be in her world. Katie, thank you so much for being a part of the podcast today. I've had so much fun. These conversations light me up more than anything. So thank you so much for being a part of the podcast. And to everybody else out there, I hope you got some amazing takeaways and you plan on practicing the pause. I think that is absolutely phenomenal. And don't forget, until next time, please do something positive for someone each and every day and see the difference that it makes in your life. So until next time, have a fantastic rest of your day. Hello again, and thank you so much for being a part of the podcast today. If you enjoyed this episode and it brought tons of value, we ask that you please share, like, and subscribe. Your support means the world to us and helps us to reach even more inspiring entrepreneurs who can benefit from these powerful conversations. If you haven't already, be sure to leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, as this feedback is an amazing gift that fuels our growth and helps us to continually improve this podcast. Looking for an extra dose of inspiration and empowerment? Then be sure to connect with me on social media. You can find me at The Lotus Effect, where I share valuable resources and tips while sharing my own journey of being an entrepreneur. And if you're interested in learning more about my coaching programs and services, be sure to check out my website at the-lotus-effect.com. Once again, thank you so much for being a part of Real Chat with Kat. Your presence and support makes all the difference. Remember, whether you find yourself in the depths of the mud or on the path of growth, we all have a unique journey. And just like the lotus, some of us start in the dirtiest of mud, yet as we rise and grow, we blossom into something beautiful, unique, and truly one of a kind. To all of my visionaries out there, keep rising and growing as you create your own Lotus Effect.